Hi, I'm Michelle Lickadoo for Dance End, and today we are going to be talking about how to work with your body, not against it. A 2020 survey by Minding the Gap found that 55% of dancers reported high levels of social physique anxiety. Social physique anxiety is the unease someone feels when they believe they're being judged by others based on their appearance. Social physique anxiety can look like dancers not being able to see themselves as attractive or thinking that they don't have a dancer's body. In this situation, a dancer's physical appearance is connected to their need to make a good impression on choreographers, dance teachers, and their peers to receive positive feedback, evaluations, or casting. And this can negatively impact dancers' body image and self-esteem. A study published this year that surveyed college students in three universities found that physical appearance perfectionism positively predicted social physique anxiety. Raise your virtual hand if you know any dancers who strive to look perfect at all times. Here's the good thing though, that same survey found that body compassion negatively predicted social physique anxiety. So in other words, cultivating body compassion can help the 55% of dancers who are struggling with social physique anxiety. Body compassion is reflecting self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness to one's own body, compared to judgmental, critical, isolating, or over-identification with negative thoughts or emotions. One part of this definition that sticks out to me, common humanity. Here are four ways to help dancers treat their bodies with a little bit more compassion. Number one, compliment dancers on anything other than their bodies. Hard work, attention to detail, artistry, effort, anything other than their physical bodies. Number two, help dancers focus on how dancing feels rather than how it looks. Try turning class away from the mirror or turning the lights off and dancing for one combination. It makes a big difference. Number three, ask dancers to identify those negative thought patterns that they have in relation to their bodies. Take 5 minutes after class and have them write down some of the negative thoughts that they had during class about their bodies. And lastly, you can create a 60-second gratitude practice at the end of class. Have dancers lay down, close their eyes, and take a moment to thank their bodies for the hard work that they have done during the class. Dr. Kristen Neff says compassion is meeting suffering with kindness. After a long day of rehearsal and class, our bodies have definitely been suffering. This week, we encourage you to cultivate a more compassionate classroom from the inside out. I'm Michelle Lickadoo for Dance End. We'll see you next week.